Oh, guys, is Clint Worthington here?
That's me.
Hey, Clint, from the Alcohol Hollywood podcast. Why don't you come on up?
Here I am.
Oh, man.
Hey, everybody.
I didn't know I could bring papers here. This is kind of nerve-wracking. all right, well, you know that phrase, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? Wait for it.
In my experience, what happens in Vegas follows you home and cripples you for 3 months, all in the name of podcasting. Let me backtrack. A couple years ago, my co-host, Jared and I of Alcohol Hollywood, we got nominated for a podcast award, like a People's Choice podcast award, that kind of bullshit viewer's choice thing, for like best food and drink podcast. And, you know, feeling our first hint of notoriety, we decided, let's go for it. Let's buy a ticket, go to Vegas, and go get put up at the Rio where the convention's happening and spend all this money. So the night of the podcast awards themselves, it's fun. You know, Leo Laporte's there. We get to talk to a bunch of, like, professional podcasting people who, like, actually make money doing this, and I don't know how. But the best part is the open bar, which will play a tangential part in this evening. I don't know if you guys know this, but combining alcohol and caffeine is terrible for one very specific reason. Alcohol impairs your judgment, and caffeine amps you up so you don't realize how drunk you're getting. So basically, long story short, Jared and I sort of part ways to go on our respective adventures, and I end up sort of following the Beerists, who are this wonderful podcast out of Austin, who ended up winning the food and drink category, because guess what? Their podcast is actually about food and drink. They deserved it. Check them out. But we end up going to a bar called the Freakin' Frog in Vegas, which is home to the Whiskey Attic, which I'm told is the biggest repository of whiskey bottles, like the biggest whiskey museum in the country, if not the world. So we go there to check it out. And just to paint a visual picture, the Whiskey Attic is at the top of a very steep, banisterless flight of stairs. Remember that. So we go up, you know, we check out all the bottles. It's fun. It's fun. This wall-to-wall, amazing, like, amazingly shaped bottles of all kind of different vintages from all these countries all over the world. But on the way down, I don't know. I mean, I'm innumerable Jack and Cokes in, so I don't know if I skipped a step or stepped on something weird. But my left foot basically does a 160 degree twist toward my right foot, and I sort of tumble end over end down the rest of this steep staircase. And so, cut to a few minutes later. The next thing I remember, I'm kind of in a cab on the way back to the hotel. My ankle hurts, and the cab driver asks me, "Do you want to go to the hospital?" And I sort of fighting back embarrassed tears, "No." And here are three reasons why. A, I don't have insurance. B, I'm too drunk to not think that that's a good idea. And C, I have a damn podcast to do in the morning. Damn it. And I have a plane to catch in the afternoon. So we pull up to the Rio, I get out, and basically, suffice to say, I can't put any weight on my foot. So, what follows is this Herculean effort to get back to my room. It's an adventure, guys. No one, as far as I know, no one ever noticed me or, like, offered help or anything. So just imagine me, you know, a 25-year-old kid. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm dressed in, like, this gray three-piece suit because I think I'm going to be fancy that night. Hopping on one foot, passing through slot machine. across the first floor casino of the Rio, no one notices me, no one helps me. Each step is a small victory. I make it to the elevator. I make it up to my floor. I make it up to my room. Jared is asleep. He's tucked it out for the night. It's like 2 a.m. And so I'm like, I'm not going to bother him. I'm just going to go to bed and hope this all goes away. Cut to the next morning. I wake up and my foot obviously kills, but luckily I still have the makeshift, like, ice bag that my bartender at the Freakin' Frog had made for me, so I'm holding onto it like a security blanket, and I have it there, I'm having it elevated. At this point, I could have easily woken up Jared and be like, "Hey, I need some help." But I'm too polite. So I'm just like, you know, I'm gonna let him sleep. So for 2 hours, I just kind of, like, hang out there in my bed. I watch The Hobbit to add a figurative insult to literal injuries. And eventually he wakes up, and I'm not good with confrontations. It's not even confrontation. I'm not good at asking for help. So I'm just like, "Hey, Jared, so here's the thing. could I get some aspirin?
Some bandages, like some gauze, and, I don't know, a wheelchair?
And he's like, Jesus Christ, dude. Why didn't you wake me up? And I'm like, I don't know. I just thought I could handle it. So he goes down, he gets me the one wheelchair that is in the Rio that's like rented out from the hospital. It has like a sign from the hospital to like to hammer home like this person is sick. So you know, we get it and we have to like go to like the podcast convention center to do our live podcast that we've scheduled with like a special guest. And the best part of the whole day was Jared, my co-host, who is now my servant at this point, wheeling me down the hall to the convention center. And along the way, I'm passing all of the different people that I hung out with the previous night, seeing me in this wheelchair, and just either looks of curiosity, humor, or horror pass through their face. And just, I think during that whole gauntlet, it sort of hammered home to me that you know, I felt a little pathetic, but in another very real way, I felt like a hero. And before I go, I want to leave you with one passing thought that if you haven't experienced this, it's joyful. On the plane ride back, if you're in a wheelchair, you get on the plane first.
Again, of the Alka Hollywood podcast, they watch movies and talk about
and
them.
And get drunk to them.
And get drunk to them. And you make a cocktail based on the movie, correct?
Indeed.
Yes.
That's Jared's job. My job is to get drunk and fall downstairs.
Seems like a great job. So all the podcast speakers you're seeing tonight are part of the Chicago Podcast Co-op, which is an awesome thing. We'll talk about a little throughout the night. But basically, it's this wonderful thing that Max at Cards and Claire, who you just saw, helped set up to get us paid to do things we do for free anyway. And it's pretty cool. So if you are looking for new shows to listen to, might I recommend literally every show on the network, because that only helps us. Also, I'm told there's advertisers in the audience tonight, so guys, no pressure, but if we have a bad show, we lose all that sweet money. So, it's all on you to not